Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Corman-Kintrieff here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Thursday, April 18th, where we saw stocks under more pressure again today, and the S&P 500 hanging by a thread above 5,000, Ken. But as always, you've got some interesting stocks of note. So give us a little preview.
Let's get to it. Why don't we? Yeah, I want to take a look at Embraer. Maybe not a name people are familiar with. ERJ is the symbol here. Also want to take a look at Quanta Services, PWR. And finally, in the restaurant group, still seeing some good outperformance there. Let's take a look at Texas Roadhouse, TXRH.
Sounds like a plan, Ken. We'll do that. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. Here's the S&P 500 down about 0.2% by the end of the day. Another fade here. We keep trying to rally, reversing lower. So the S&P 500 doing that again today, but managing to close above 5,000 for two sessions in a row. We also have the NASDAQ tech stocks getting hit harder, down 0.5% here today. The Russell 2000 down 0.1%. A lot of red days in a row here. The Dow managed to close fractionally higher, but a lot of room below where the Dow is trading and that 50-day line, Ken. So let's start with the S&P 500 because we've been very focused on this index and that round number of 5,000.
Yeah, you know, the 5,000 is an important level to watch. I think, you know, both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite now down five sessions in a row. And notice that these are five closes near lows where each index were just not able to hold on to an early gain. You know, both of the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were up in the order of about 0.6%, 0.7% at one point today, but they reversed lower. So, you know, both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 really suffering from weak breadth. That story has been going on for a while. All that said, the market is really trying to go down here, and it is, but you know, we're still only about 5% off recent highs after a 30% rally off lows. So seems like the market tide is flowing negative here. It's a risky environment to, you know, try to make money in stock. So I think the best game plan now is just to kind of sit tight and let the selling run its course and just look for renewed signs of accumulation in the indexes. Just not seeing it yet.
Exactly. We need to see a turnaround here. And for the indexes, you know, especially the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, getting back above the 50-day line would be a great start. So we'll have to see if it can do that soon. And if not, you know, Ken, could we be in for more pain? Of course, next week we have all the big tech earnings adding to the drama and excitement of it all.
Yeah, I mean it's really a tricky market right now. We've got a lot of high profile tech earnings next week, but yeah, just a lot of headwinds out there for the market right now. We've been talking about the weak breadth. We've got that 10-year Treasury yield that is still on a very strong uptrend here, holding up near 4.65%. So, you know, we've got this really strong economy, and then the Fed has been looking for weakness to help it, you know, fight inflation and bring prices down. But the, you know, on the one hand, a good economy is a strong economy is a good thing. But in terms of the fight against inflation, it's not going to do much to help bring prices down. So Fed's going to continue to look for some economic softness. But, you know, these high Treasury yields and waning breadth and a lot of leading stocks coming under, you know, quite a bit of pressure here. Just a lot of reasons for stocks to be going down and not many for them to be going up right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a look at some stocks of note, starting with Embraer. The ticker here is ERJ. I'm going to go over to the weekly chart, Ken, here, because we are getting a pullback to the 10-week line after a nice couple of weeks up in a row that were strong. Now we're seeing, again, a pullback that looks to be orderly.
Yeah, composite rating of 99 here. So you have a stock that definitely has strong fundamentals, really good growth prospects. I mean, they are based in Brazil, but they're a maker of aircraft and the like. And, you know, this is a stock that broke out of this base in very, very heavy volume. Really a classic example of what a stock that looked under accumulation looks like. You can see all those blue up weeks and very heavy volume. And now look at the pullback. It hasn't been violent. It's been generally orderly, and it's coming in light volume. So we'll see if Embraer can touch that red line, the 10-week moving average, and maybe find some support. A lot of stocks are in this position right now. Many are building bases. Others are testing key support levels. So Embraer is a stock that could find support here. But I'm certainly encouraged by the volume with which this stock broke out in, and then the pullback coming in light volume. That's basic technical analysis. You like to see those gains in heavy volume, and you want to see those declines in lower volume.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's go to PWR. This is Quanta Services and the Building Heavy Construction Group. Similar story here, Ken. We have an orderly pullback to the 10-week line after an explosive breakout that occurred around the last earnings report. Got next earnings in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, another company with, you can see the composite rating of 99, and you can see that really consistent track record of annual earnings growth, and you've got a good record of quarterly growth here as well. Quanta is a little bit different than ERJ because Quanta is actually touching that 10-week moving average right now. You can see the stock is still down, pretty good for the week. So as a stock tests that 10-week moving average on the weekly chart, you really want to see a weekly price bar with a close at least in the middle half or up in the other half. We'll see if Quanta can do that tomorrow, but this is a high-quality name in the heavy construction group. They do infrastructure services for electric, gas utilities, also energy pipeline industries. So plenty of work for Quanta Services. They have a proven track record of execution. You can see that with the return on equity of 18% and a nice setup here. The question is it going to find support, and will the market let this continue to run? But I do like the relative strength line here as well, up near highs even after the stock is pulling back.
Yeah, we like to see that when the market's under pressure. Where do the stocks holding up relatively well and around those key moving averages? So yeah, can the market cooperate is the big question. Let's go to TXRH, Texas Roadhouse. The Retail Restaurants Group is ranked number 7 out of the 197 groups that we track. Ken, this one also reports earnings in 2 weeks' time. And once again, I see a little bit of a theme here, Ken. It's right at that 10-week line.
Yeah, definitely, and it looks to be forming a nice little base here. So I think with Texas Roadhouse, listen, the fundamentals. All three of these stocks have composite ratings of 99. So we're looking at stocks that have been executing from a fundamental perspective. There's broad based strength in this group. Cava has been a really strong performer. There's been Wingstop that has also held up well. So amid a lot of concerns about a slowdown in consumer spending, a lot of these well-run restaurants are still seeing pretty good traffic. And I think if Wall Street was worried about a slowdown in business at some of these top-performing restaurants, we'd see the technicals in much worse shape here. So I think it's encouraging to see Texas Roadhouse after a nice uptrend holding support here, and another example of a relative strength line that's holding up near highs. So it's just a shock stock showing strength in a wobbly market right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ken, for putting these on our radar. And thanks everyone for tuning in. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details on that. We're going to be joined by Anne-Marie Band of thetradingbook.com. She is an expert in candlestick analysis and options. So always appreciate her insights at key market inflection points. So no better time to have her on. And we hope to see you there 10 minutes before the opening bell and through the first 90 plus minutes of trade. So that's coming up tomorrow morning. And then after the bell, we've got Stock Market Today with Mike Webster, and tomorrow morning earnings cheat sheet will drop, where Ed Carson and Alexis Garcia are going over all the major earnings reports to keep your eye on next week. And boy, there are a lot of them. So check out those insights when they drop tomorrow morning at investors.com/videos. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.